Hello, it's Linda McDonald. I'm the poster chairperson, and I'm sitting with Uma Rout. She's one of our poster presenters this year. Welcome, Uma, and thank you so much for
presenting posters.
Yeah. First, tell me what poster you submitted this year and why you selected that topic.
Yes. Thank you so much, and good morning to you, too. The reason of selecting this poster is I work in a very huge institution, Tata Cancer Hospital, where we have approximately 1,50,000 slides per year. So that's kind of a workload where we are facing. So my reason was very frequently we have this issue about HER2 staining, especially when it is an equivocal HER2. So it is very difficult to trace it out. We were trying to look out for something simpler and something easier. So my madam, Dr. Tanuja Sheth, she thought, why not work on HER2 sections? So we did a GPA poster, which is a gene protein assay. And here what we did is we took a couple of slides of known positive patient and known negative cases, and then we pile them up together in a form of TMA so that we could save the sample. And then we performed a HER2 test initially. And after this HER2 test was done, on the same slide, without doing the washing step, we performed DDISH.
Okay,
so this DDISH assay combination with HER2 gave a wonderful amplification. You are saving money too and time of the patient as well. Working economically, I found this very right to go ahead with. Thank you for your question.
So what's one of the first things that you want people to see when they do look at your poster?
Yes, what I understand here is that if we talk about economically, when the patient comes to hospital for a cancer treatment, he already has to spend so much. So if there is something that we can cut off the cost, it does matter to a greatest extent. If you go for a FISH test, it is pretty costly. Yeah. But if you do this combination of DDISH and HER2, I guess it wouldn't be of that range. So I was happy to do this. It may help the patient to reduce the cost as well.
Is it a time saving as well?
Yes, yes, it is. It is. Yes.
That's a double goodness for
yes,
the patient.
Yes, thank you. Sure.
So when you were doing this, were there any surprises that you found when you're doing the research?
Yes, like a couple of cases when I performed, I realized that to my surprise, we were not expecting those good results, but when they were amplified in DDISH, it was like really good ones. I was not anticipating it would be that good to look at the contrast, because we performed both on Ventana Ultras, and yes, the results were really happy.
Good, that's great to hear.
Thank you.
Was there anything happened that didn't work out the way you thought it was?
Yes, I agree. Everything didn't work out as I looked out for, because we had three cases where the amplification was positive and we were expecting it to be positive also, but it didn't turn out to be that. So we are still working out why those three cases were negative. So yes, the study still continues.
Yeah, that keeps it interesting when you have those kind of findings.
Sure, ma'am.
So if you're going to do a follow-up project, what would the project be?
Yes. Looking forward for projects, I work in immunohistochemistry lab, and I've been working for histopathology section past 30 years. So there are plenty things that, yes, I'm looking forward to work on, like what can be done for a quick fixation, or how can we give quick biopsy reports, because the entire treatment of patients is pending till we don't give them histopathology report.
Right.
So yes, if we could expedite in some way and try to give the reports as early as possible, taking care that we don't destroy the cellular morphology as well. So that's something
great
in my mind.
That sounds like it'd be an awesome poster. Keep doing the posters. We really appreciate it for NSA.
We love to.
Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to meet you as well. Thank you so much, ma'am. Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.